episode 555, The DC Movie Disaster Continues, and Other News. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiPoto. We are back in the studio.
Here we are. What can I do in Rocky every other week? So 2 weeks from now, as we've been moving to this every 2 weeks recording, are we going to be at your place watching Rocky Balboa?
I kind of want to do Indiana Jones.
Oh, I forgot we were going to do that.
Yeah, we got to do...
We should do it sooner than later because I'm already losing some of my
And
memories.
I'm watching them right now. So. I think 2 weeks... We could do Rocky in the off week, or we could wait till 4 weeks out.
Okay, you got it. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 555, in which...
Yeah, I've got a special treat for everyone because I'm going to pay up my bet.
Yep. So last December, the fans came through. We met our goal of raising $5,000 for one day's wages. So again, thank you to everybody out there. Ben didn't think we could do it. So the bet was that he would create a song called Ben is Wrong.
Right.
And it's happening at the end of this episode. So post credits, the debut of Ben is Wrong by Ben DiBono.
Correct.
But right now...
I didn't do the music. I got some royalty-free music
I like
off
that.
YouTube.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So we're going to start today's episode as almost a continuation of one of our recent episodes where we talk through the whole DC extended universe movie timeline.
Right.
Things seem to be in flux, and the last 2 weeks are actually... Wait, when did we do that episode? That was a month ago now.
Yeah, been a while.
Yeah, because we did Rocky. So a month ago... We did that episode, and since then, lots has happened. In fact, we haven't talked about the big news that came out a while back with Joss Whedon. So why don't you start us off, and then I'll give you some new things that have come up.
So Joss Whedon is allegedly, and I say allegedly because I think all of this is up in flux right now, going to be doing a Batgirl movie, which, okay. I mean, if he didn't get along with Marvel, I can't see him getting along with the DC people any better. They haven't exactly proven easy to work with. I mean, just about every project outside of Zack Snyder, who just loves him for some reason, almost every project has gone through multiple directors at this point, hasn't it?
Mm.
Aquaman has.
Yeah.
I mean, The Flash is just dead.
Doesn't even have one
right
now.
The Batman has.
I don't know about Wonder Woman.
Well, Wonder Woman, I think, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong on that one. But.
Yeah, so the report is that Joss Whedon's going to write, direct, and produce this movie. I was shocked when I first heard this news because after Age of Ultron, which Joss Whedon did for Marvel, we had lots of interviews with him saying working on that was the worst experience of my life, not because of Marvel, but because of how much pressure he put on himself. It also moved him.
Well, I think also kind of because of Marvel.
Well, he never said that, though.
You could read between the lines.
We also know that he's wanted to get back to his original material instead of jumping on with all these franchises. So
maybe he realized he doesn't have any original material.
That can't be true.
He's had... when did Age of Ultron come out? Like 3 years ago now, right?
Maybe 2014? Sounds about right. Yeah
so sure.
2015? I think it was 2015.
Well, still, for somebody who wanted to get back to their original material, it's been radio silence since then.
So I was really surprised when I first heard this. I just couldn't believe he'd want to jump on with another franchise after how much he basically talked bad about his experience with Marvel. So I put forward a theory to you on Facebook. You pretty much shot it down.
I shot it down.
Let's just talk it through anyways, and you can tell the
audience. You can put it forward again, and I'll shoot it down again.
So I suspected that perhaps... He has some original material that he wants to work on, but he worked out a contract with Warner Brothers saying, you do Batgirl, you have an automatic green light for one or two, I'm just making this up, at least one other film, maybe multiple films, green light automatically, you can do what you want, full creative control, but just do Batgirl for us. And you didn't like that idea.
Don't dislike that. Yeah, I don't think it's true.
So, I mean, to me, the reason I thought it seemed like a reasonable idea is because we've heard that he didn't really want to do any more franchises. Now he is starting with a potential franchise and in another superhero universe. So what would be the motivation? He doesn't necessarily need the money as far as I know. So
that's exactly right. He doesn't need the money and he doesn't need the credibility to get things greenlit post Avengers. I would see a deal like that as more likely before he worked at Marvel.
Okay.
not after. I mean, at this point, if he wanted to get something greenlit, he could have it. And it's not like, I would also believe it more if we knew he had something out there, but it was kind of stuck in development hell and we weren't hearing anything about it. And you'd think, well, maybe he's having trouble getting financing for some reason. Well, we haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. And then the other reason is I think that, I mean, this is, he loves this type of story of the superpowered girl. Not that Batgirl has superpowers, but we all understand that this is, you know, in his wheelhouse. And so he's just, oh, I get to do another one of those. Hooray. I think it's more that than it is anything else, which is unfortunate because he's done that like 5 times now. I mean, Firefly had aspects of that. Dollhouse had that. Buffy had that. You know, he's working on the Wonder Woman movie at one point. His X-Men comics were all centered on Kitty Pryde. Like, how many times can he just regurgitate the same thing over and over again? It's like, let's get some original thoughts and ideas for him to explore. So I'm not saying it's not going to be a good movie, but I would much prefer to see him go in a new direction, actually challenge himself, because this just seems like spinning his wheels thematically, the same stuff he's done 100 times.
So going back to Marvel, Marvel started out with their movie franchises doing maybe one. Actually, I believe Incredible Hulk came out the same year as Iron Man 1, but in general, as they were starting out, it seemed to be about one a year. Then they kind of worked into 2 a year, and that seemed like where they were really landing. This is going to be the first year now where they have 3 movies a year.
Right.
So Warner Brothers, in response to that...
What are they? Like Guardians, Thor...
And Spider-Man this year.
Oh, Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah. So in response to that, there's an early rumor that for 2019, Warner Brothers is planning 4 films, and all of them will be centered around Gotham and Batman. So the 4 films supposedly coming out in 2019 are Batgirl, which we just talked about, Gotham City Sirens, which is the Harley Quinn movie with other people that we don't know yet.
And they don't know yet.
Yeah, probably no script yet. Nightwing, and then Ben Affleck's The Batman.
Well, The Batman.
Yeah.
Maybe without
Ben Affleck.
And I love how... I forget the name of the guy who allegedly was playing Deathstroke, or he's cast as Deathstroke, and people are asking him, you're playing Deathstroke, right? And it's, I think so.
Yeah, he has.
I don't know. They're starting from scratch. It's a complete disaster.
Well, that's the thing. I heard that Deathstroke may appear in the movie, but might not be the main villain anymore.
Which, if I was him, I think he would legitimately have a right to be angry and even get out of that contract, because you were cast as the star or a star. Yeah. And now you're essentially going to have a cameo.
Yeah. I know, it's
because
crazy.
The rumor is that Matt Reeves wants to do something with Batman's Rogues Gallery. Well, you know.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Which would presumably include A-list villains, assuming the Joker, if they reboot him, or even if without the Joker, more famous villains than Deathstroke. So even if you have a somewhat substantial part, you are going to be a C-level villain in your own movie. So he got a raw deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. So there's another fun rumor. Fun in the sense of this is crazy that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has
now
shot
this
down.
This very much is a rumor.
Yeah, this is a rumor. So The Rock has shot this down. But, you know, that originally the plan was for him to have his own movie as the character Black Adam, who is a villain. So he was going to have his own movie called Black Adam. Then he was going to appear as the villain of Shazam.
Right.
And who knows what other future things that have him in. Well, now... There is a rumor that I like the idea of this, or I like the fact that it's just crazy that all this stuff is spinning around in the DC Extended Universe. Rock is saying this isn't true still, so who knows? But people started talking a few days ago about the fact that possibly Black Adam would now become the villain of the next Superman movie, Man of Steel 2, and they would scrap the Shazam and Black Adam movies and just have The Rock go straight to villain against Superman. So when you first read this... Before you heard The Rock say, no, that's not true, what did you think?
I believe anything coming out of the DC camp at this point. I think it's utter chaos over there. I think they are not confident in Wonder Woman. I think that Justice League is going to flop, if not financially, at least critically. I mean, does anybody expect that Zack Snyder, third time's a charm? No, Justice League is going to miss, and it's going to miss hard. They have Ben Affleck, their Batman, wants out of his contract. He wants to be done with the DCEU. He considers this an embarrassment at this point, and that's not difficult to read between the lines on. It's a complete disaster. So they're trying to figure out, where are we? Are we in salvage mode, or are we in reboot mode? And that's going to hinge on what happens with Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you've been saying that before, and I'm starting to think you're...
I'm completely right on this. I know this is the Ben is Wrong episode,
yeah,
but I'm completely right.
Because on that DC episode we did a month ago, you had said... Because Aquaman had just been moved from October to December of 2018, and you said Aquaman's not going to happen.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe this week we had some sort of announcement about Aquaman's date being pushed back again. Had you heard that?
I didn't see that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I could
me.
Be wrong about that, but I thought I read that.
So Wonder Woman at this point, like they, you know, they have tracking numbers where insiders are predicting what the movies are going to do. Well, they're predicting it's going to open at $80 million, which...
Is that good or bad? I'm not sure about that.
Well, every other DCEU movie has been substantially over 100. So like Suicide Squad was around 120. I think Man of Steel was around there. Batman v Superman was 160. So it's not a disaster, but it's not great either. And if it turns out to be quality-wise, I mean, it's going to be better than Batman v Superman, because how can it not be? But if it's quality-wise, it's not great. If it's not something audiences can grasp onto and enjoy, it's going to sink their ship. Mm-hmm. Because Justice League, Zack Snyder is not going to be the man to save the DCEU. Justice League is not going to be a good movie. There is no chance that it will be a good movie. It's all riding on Wonder Woman's shoulders. And I would have zero confidence in them at this point.
Do you want to move on to a different cinematic universe?
Yeah, why not?
Let's talk about Universal's Monster Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't seen an official list of their movies they have planned until earlier today.
I have a great quote on this I want to read, but you go ahead.
So we already know about The Mummy. This is starring Tom Cruise. It's coming out this year. But here is a list of the movies that are coming out in their Monster Cinematic Universe. We're going to have The Wolfman. You like The Wolfman?
Yeah, well, I've been watching the original Universal Monsters, and I would say I enjoyed The Wolfman.
Okay.
Yes.
The Invisible Man.
He was kind of an idiot, though. He was not the smartest fry or the smarter, brightest bulb on the tree.
Okay, yeah, good recovery. So Bride of Frankenstein, even though there's no mention of the monster of Frankenstein.
I do like The Invisible Man, yeah. Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay. Van Helsing.
No, don't do it.
And Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Right. I haven't watched that one yet.
That could easily be an Aquaman sequel.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just a combo.
Yeah. So what about the original Frankenstein Universal movie? Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I was going to ask you to bring it over today, and I forgot.
Well, I'm not done with the set.
Okay.
I've got two more left, then I'll bring you the set.
Okay. Well, I don't want to watch them all probably right now, but...
But I don't want to have just discs floating around.
Totally understand.
So I'd rather just loan you the whole set.
So I'm about to finish the book Frankenstein, probably tomorrow. Right.
It's all a good one.
So give me the quote that you had.
Okay, so this was, they're talking to some Universal executive named Chris Morgan, or I guess he was a writer. He wrote the last seven Fast and Furious movies, but he's attached to this in some way. And he said, "I think why people will love these monster films is that they are an homage to the originals, which means you're gonna get complex characters." No, that's not what the originals were known for. They're not complex characters. At all. They were 70-minute B-movies. So, you know, he has no clue what he's talking about. The monster movies are fun, and they're interesting in their own way, but they're not great character studies. It's not like we're getting into the psyche of the wolf man, what makes him tick. It's ridiculous. So they don't know what they're talking about, and it's going to be a disaster.
I noticed that Dracula wasn't on this list. And remember how a few years back they had Dracula Untold, and I thought maybe that could be the beginning.
And then that failed, so it wasn't the beginning.
No, but now they're just, I mean, it's surprising to skip out on Dracula.
Right.
Wouldn't you think he'd be the star of the Monster Cinematic Universe?
He's a big name.
He's a big name.
Yeah. They also, I would presume, have Dr. Jekyll out there somewhere, because we know Russell Crowe is playing Dr. Jekyll. I always forget which one is the good one.
Do you think eventually they'll have, obviously it won't be called Monster Avengers, but is that the plan? That they're going to have one big monsters movie where they're all together?
Well, of course
that's
the plan.
But where are they going to fight? They're going to be
each other.
So it will be like a monster civil war.
Right.
Interesting. All right. Do you want to talk about another cinematic universe?
Sure.
Well, everybody, with or without Spider-Man, Sony is moving forward with a Spider-Man cinematic universe that doesn't include Spider-Man, but they are including his extra characters.
Doesn't
that
include Spider-Man yet.
Right. So let's talk about that because I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
They have the rights to Spider-Man's characters with their contract. So they're moving forward with a Venom movie. I believe we talked about that on the show. We got the announcement in the last few weeks here that they're going to go R-rated with Venom. That will kick off their cinematic universe, whatever they call it. I mean, like I said, these are Spider-Man characters, but he's not in the movies. We also found out shortly after that Venom announcement that the screenwriter for Thor Ragnarok is going to be working on a movie that stars two female, I think they were once villains of Spider-Man, but then they became heroes, Black Cat and Silver Sable. So they're going to be in a combo movie, and then Venom's going to have his own movie. What are you talking about with Spider-Man?
Well, just on that, I think Black Cat, from my Spider-Man knowledge, yeah, she kind of toes the line between hero and villain.
She's
a cat woman.
She is a cat woman.
Say she's a cat woman.
They're the exact same character.
Yes, they are.
There's almost nothing different about them.
Well, I think that she wears more of a mask, whereas Catwoman tends to wear a full hood.
Yeah.
So that's a key difference.
There you go. All right. So I know what you're talking about, but share it with the audience.
Right.
What's going on with Spider-Man and Marvel and Sony?
Sony has already started to make noise that they might not keep Spider-Man in the MCU beyond Homecoming and a sequel, right?
Yeah. So they've got him in Homecoming, and then for sure a sequel to Homecoming, and then for sure in Avengers Infinity War.
Well, I don't even know about that, because here's the quote I have. This is a Sony executive, and she's talking about how they're working together, and she says, in fact, it may never happen again after we do the sequel. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he's going to be in Infinity War or not.
I think he will, because the sequel is going to come out way after Infinity War.
But I think that what could be going on here is they're saying, okay, if we get our own Spider-Man without Spider-Man cinematic universe off the ground and that's successful, we're not going to just keep loaning out this character. We're going to bring him back home.
Yeah. I'd love to know the details of the contract, because it sounds like it's way more loosey-goosey than I originally thought. I sort of imagined that the MCU now had Spider-Man forever.
No, I don't think that's it. There's no way that they would have signed away the rights to that.
Kind of like they'd both be making money. So they signed away the rights in the sense of Sony would still make money, but MCU and Marvel and Kevin Feige has the rights over the creative direction of the character in film. But it doesn't seem like
that. I think that they signed a deal for a specific set of films for him to appear. Civil War, two Spider-Mans, and then
maybe
Infinity War. And that's it.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
obviously, if Sony could make good Spider-Man movies, they're going to make more money on their own.
That's true.
The trick has been making good Spider-Man movies. They've struggled with that for the last decade.
So even though the Venom announcement just came out this year, apparently that movie is coming out next year somehow.
Right.
Who knows? I'm interested to see how they do it without Spider-Man, but who knows?
There was a rumor, because Sony just had this kind of sci-fi alien movie, Life,
mm-hmm.
Was just out.
I heard about that.
And I haven't seen it, but it's a sci-fi horror thing where they run into some alien species. And there was a rumor, or at least a theory that was going around, that at the end of it, they were going to reveal that this alien was Venom.
Yeah.
And that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
That would have been the perfect way to do this, is to have this movie and it just nobody realizes that it's a Venom movie until the end. And people would have been, whoa, now we got to go see that. And it would have been a surefire way to make that a hit and a great way to get people talking.
Yeah.
And apparently the internet had a better idea than the filmmakers did.
Do you want to talk about another cinematic universe?
How many of these are there? This is last cinematic universe.
Apparently, Disney is considering doing either a spinoff or prequel to the recent live-action Beauty and the Beast.
I see this.
Okay, you're up next.
What a disaster. All right. X-Files cast are returning.
Mm-hmm. I know about this.
For an audiobook.
Will you check it out?
Just say no. Just don't do it, everyone.
You don't think we should have Excavating the X-Files part 14 or 15 or whatever.
The audiobook? Yeah. No, because it's set between the most recent miniseries and I Want to Believe. So it's not even a continuation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we need to spend our time on this.
But I mean, did you mention, I was reading my notes here, did you mention that Fox Mulder, David Duchovny, and Dana Scully, Gillian Anderson are coming back?
Well,
to...
and Mitch Pileggi. And,
oh, really? Everybody? Yeah, they're voicing themselves in this audiobook.
Well, they're characters.
Right.
Right.
Yes, they're not really agents.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Well, why don't you take some news? I took a bunch of Cinematic Universe.
I have a little Lost news for you.
Don't spoil. I read Lost news yesterday, but don't spoil anything about the end.
It's been off the air for
I know, but I'm always encouraging
years.
People to watch it.
Nobody's watching it anymore.
Yeah. In fact, I'm not exaggerating. Fine. Just today, I recommended it to another person.
It's their own fault. It's been on the... Like, it debuted 15 years ago.
It debuted in 2004.
Yeah.
It's been off the air, though, for 7 years this year.
Exactly.
So let me just say about what you were going to mention. Maybe we should talk about it after Ben is Wrong. Because
all
right. I have some thoughts.
Okay.
And we'll come back. So Lost spoilers after Ben is Wrong.
All right. Here, I just have a headline. I didn't read the article, but I just had to bring up this headline because it's so dumb. This is on Engadget, and the headline says, "Science proves people lie for selfish reasons." Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder how many millions of dollars they spent reaching that conclusion. People lie for selfish reasons. Are you shocked? I'm shocked. Take that, science.
Take that, science. Oh, man. Do I have that? I don't think I do. Sorry.
Yeah, that would have been a good take that, science. Can I do one more?
Yeah, keep going.
All right. Netflix is going to be doing a new adaptation of The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson, which is a great novel. I was a big fan a couple of years ago of her novel, We Have Always Lived in the Castle. Mm-hmm. I recommended that.
Another ghost story, right? Wait.
Not really.
I haven't read it, but I thought that's what you were saying.
No, it's not a ghost story. Okay. Unless you interpret it that way.
Okay.
But here's the thing, because this is apparently going to be a mini series, and I'm not so sure about that because it's a very short book. So I don't know that we need to really delve into the backstory of every character in The Haunting of Hill House. And I don't need to know why Hill House is haunted. I just accept that Hill House is haunted, and we're going to move on from there.
Yeah, it's haunted.
So this is ridiculous. I hope it's good, but there's no need to do a full mini series.
So neither of us like Avatar.
Right.
We've been covering a lot of news about Avatar, probably even more than I'd like to, but I think it's worth noting that Sigourney Weaver is saying Avatar 2 starts filming this fall. And I feel like hearing from somebody else other than James Cameron gives it a little bit more credibility.
A little.
Yeah.
A very little.
So we'll see. If you're listening to this in the future and you're laughing, I mean, that makes sense because every announcement we've had about these movies has been wrong for 4 years.
Right.
All right, what's next?
Oh, did we ever talk about the Matrix reboot?
No, I have it here, but let's talk about it.
Okay, so first the news came out that Matrix was being rebooted, but then there was some backpedaling on that, and it sounds like what they're going to do is just tell another story in the Matrix universe. Completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
There's been exactly one good Matrix movie, and it's fine. It's good. There's no need to do more. We don't need a Matrix cinematic universe. But what you're seeing now is every property that is owned by a studio, they're trying to figure out how to cinematic universe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's supposed to star Michael B. Jordan.
I thought the article I read said that early rumors are that it's going to be a prequel to The Matrix.
Right.
Where he plays a young Morpheus.
Yeah. But you know they're trying to spool up a new franchise or something. It's just, this is enough. Enough, enough, enough.
Would you rather see a Matrix reboot possibly done better than the original? Or would you rather see... Obviously, I know you don't like the idea of spinoffs. I'm trying to gauge your interest level. You already said you don't really want a spinoff. So would you rather have that or a total reboot?
A spinoff.
Okay. So you would hate the idea of a reboot. You also dislike the idea of a spinoff.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I hate a reboot more. Okay. The only benefit to a reboot is that people would reject it. It would die on that, whereas there's a chance that, like, the problem with spinoffs then is that they can change they can retcon stuff or change your perception of the original. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to you know, I'll be the guy who's always saying, I don't care what that is. But it's just like with the prequels. Now we have people who are going around acting like midichlorians are part of the whole thing. It's like, no, I don't care what George Lucas did. There's no midichlorians. I don't care what Disney does. I don't care what Rogue One does not change the way that I view A New Hope at all. It was a bad movie. And I'm not going to adjust the way I've been watching this movie based on Rogue One. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the same thing here. Even if it's a good movie, I'm not going to adjust the way that I look at The Matrix based on some prequel that the Wachowskis, for all their flaws, they're the only ones who have the right to go in and tamper with their own material, which is, makes it even worse what they're doing than George Lucas going in and doing that with
right,
the prequels.
Because we didn't mention this, but the Wachowskis aren't a part of this new Matrix franchise.
Yeah, they're probably busy coming up with Jupiter Ascending 2.
Daredevil Season 3 begins filming later this year. Meanwhile, The Defenders, it was announced this week, that miniseries, because it is shorter than the typical Netflix Marvel series, will be coming out August 2017.
Yeah.
Which is sooner than I thought.
Right.
All right, you're up next.
For all you Adam Sandler fans out there, who just love that he's been pumping out crap movies on Netflix, he just signed a new detail. And you're going to get even more crappy Adam Sandler movies. So how about that?
I see that you returned Wreck-It Ralph to me after borrowing it 2 years ago.
Not that long. Maybe a year. But yeah, I finally watched it.
Just quick thoughts on it.
I did not care for it.
You told me you felt like it was a worse version of Toy Story.
Right. And if you're going to invite a comparison between your movie and another movie, you better make sure that's a comparison you're going to come out on the right end of. And they did not.
Okay, and I didn't bring that up for no reason. This week, we found out that Wreck-It Ralph 2 has an official title. Right. And it is probably one of the worst titles I've heard of for a movie. Have you heard of this yet?
Ralph Wrecks the Internet?
This is the official title. Ralph Breaks the Internet, : Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Why would you say breaks? It's in his name. Ralph wrecks the internet. That's so stupid.
You're right.
Just think about that. Ralph wrecks the internet. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, you have to say Wreck-It Ralph 2 then.
And you don't put Wreck-It Ralph 2. That's on the wrong side of that colon.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as when we found out the new DC movie was going to be Batman v Superman.
Right.
Yeah, so Ralph breaks the internet. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yeah, you could kind of do Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, but even that's stupid. Just Ralph Wrecks the Internet. He wrecks things. He doesn't break things.
Oh, that's so weird.
Stupid.
All right, what else you got?
I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie, but I wasn't a big fan.
Would say I'm a pretty big fan of it, but not so big that I'm just dying to watch it again or that I cared that you had it for 2 years.
Right. Yeah, well, it's back at home with you, too. Yeah. I gave you you have another movie I gave to you here, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I gave you Planet of the Apes on Blu-ray.
So you were not a fan of the original Planet of the Apes.
No, and maybe we can get into this a little bit when we do Indiana Jones. We can, not that they tie together, but they're movies we disagree about. I'm honestly shocked you liked it. It does not seem like your type of movie.
Okay, let's come back to that. We'll come back. I mean, maybe we could.
I mean, there's drugs. There's nudity. There's all sorts of stuff.
Maybe we'll see the third movie that's coming out. Well, third in the new franchise. Yeah. We can review it and then talk about this original.
No, but I do have that question because in the opening scene, Charlton Heston takes a needle and injects it into his arm. And I have Googled all over the place and can find no reference to what he injects. He's just talking into a recorder and he shoots up with heroin or something. And it's never addressed in the movie. Like, what is this?
I don't remember that scene, so I'll have to see it again, too.
I think you need to rewatch it now, and we can discuss Planet of the Apes.
I've got really good last news of the day, but I'll wait and see if you have a few other things to talk about.
A few other fun tidbits. I do have a couple tidbits.
Yeah, I've just got some quick shots for news, and then we'll go to the last news of the day.
Okay. So an Akira Kurosawa script, which was an adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's Mask of the Red Death, is going to be brought to the screen, so that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
And True Detective Season 3 might actually happen, and it might happen with David Milch of Deadwood's fame, though I do wish he would actually just do Deadwood.
Yeah, I thought that movie was coming out a long time ago.
I thought so, too.
What happened?
We don't know.
They announced it.
We can get 18 Avatar movies off the ground, but not one Deadwood movie. It's ridiculous.
I feel like every single week that I'm looking through news, there's another announcement about how many Transformer movies they have planned.
Oh, this is sickening.
Because the most recent one, I don't even know if we should cover it, though, because, well, we're going to now that we start talking about it. Right. But we've mentioned this before, and I don't know why they keep bringing it up as if this is new news. So the newest number is 14 sequels for Transformers in development.
Right. Not counting the ones we've already suffered through. And if Ryan asks you, you'll be at every single one of them.
Oh, remember I put my foot down. I'm done
you
with Transformers.
You went to Power Rangers. Yeah. So I don't believe that you've put your foot down.
I've put my foot down on Transformers.
I hope that's true.
I'm standing by my word, probably.
Right.
All right. Quick shot from me. Dune, reboot, lands a screenwriter. Oscar award-winning screenwriter. Do you remember who his name?
Forrest Gump. He wrote Forrest Gump.
I don't even know who it is. I'm going to check right now.
I don't know either, but it's really a weird choice.
Yes. Eric Roth, who won an Oscar for Forrest Gump, also wrote The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, that's a bad movie.
And Munich.
So that doesn't inspire confidence.
So that's Dune.
I mean, I don't hate Forrest Gump.
No one hates Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I don't really see myself ever watching it again.
I could see myself watching it again, but I don't own it, so not anytime soon.
But don't you ever feel like with some movies where if I sit down and watch it again, it's not that I'm going to hate it, but it's like, it's time has passed in my life.
Maybe.
I feel like Forrest Gump has, it's time has passed in my life.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we forgot to talk about this. Carrie Fisher may actually be in Star Wars Episode 9 after all. Her family signed off on them using her likeness in that movie.
Right.
So do you think this is just going to be that they're using extra clips that they didn't use?
That's what I was going to say, is that it's that. It's not
the digital recreation?
No. Which is good, because that was dreadful.
I don't know how I feel about this. Story-wise, how are they going to just use their leftover shots to actually have a story arc for her in Episode 9?
They'll just use the outtakes. She'll just be laughing in the background of the final shot when they're all celebrating about defeating Starkiller Base 2.
No, 3 by that point.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I figured maybe they'll go with the pattern of the original trilogy.
Oh, sure.
We'll take a break in the middle.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we mentioned him earlier today, and he's back with more news. Apparently, he signed on to be in another Disney movie, this one called Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, this has been out there for a while. It's based off of the ride at the Seventh Circle of Hell, Disney World.
Well, the announcement is the movie is officially happening, whatever that means.
Well, that's a relief.
All right, what do you got before I get the last news of the day?
I think I'm done.
Here we go. Two more fast things. Robert Downey Jr. has signed on to star in the reboot of...
Oh, I do have this.
Dr. Doolittle.
Doolittle.
A reboot we don't need.
But this is the Vanity Fair article, the one I have, and the headline is absolutely baffling. It says, Robert Downey Jr. is stepping into another potentially giant franchise. I don't think Dr. Doolittle can accurately be described as a potentially giant franchise. That seems like a stretch.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration.
I mean, Dr. Doolittle speaks to animals, I think is the setup there, and it
that's
was an old movie. And then I believe Eddie Murphy remade it in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
And they did get two movies out of that, I believe. So that...
I think you're thinking of The Nutty Professor.
All right, let me go check. I'll check right now.
I don't think they did two Dr. Doolittle movies.
Okay.
But maybe we could get a Dr. Doolittle Nutty Professor cinematic universe out of this.
You might be right. All right. Overlord is a film coming out that could potentially be tied to Bad Robot's Cloververse. So if you hear things about Overlord, keep in mind, it might be part of the Cloververse cinematic universe.
Right.
I've never read this comic. I've heard of it. It's called Invincible by Robert Kirkman, who did Walking Dead. Apparently, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are signed on to adapt it to adapt the comic to film. I'd like to know more about Invincible. I honestly don't know a thing about the concept for this comic. So I'll have to do a little research on that. Are you ready? Last news of the day. I think you're going to love this. I'm surprised you didn't bring it up yourself.
Okay.
Let's hit the music.
Last news of the day.
Squirrel Girl.
Oh, man. I don't know this.
She's coming to television as part of a new Marvel TV series called The New Warriors. So the New Warriors are a team of superhero, like young superheroes. It's going to be on the channel that used to be known as ABC Family. Now it's called Freeform.
That's not a good sign.
And it also is being branded as a comedy. Yeah. So they're not going to be taking themselves very seriously. But I guess with a character like Squirrel Girl, I mean, it does automatically have some comedic elements.
Well, I'll check it out, but has there ever been a good show on ABC Family? I don't think there has.
I don't know if I can name a show that's been on ABC
Family. Exactly. Like, even the WB turns out something decent every now and then.
See? So, Squirrel Girl, coming to the silver screen.
No.
Is that what the...
A silver screen's the theater.
What's the...
The small screen.
Are you sure the silver screen's not...
The silver screen
look
is...
How silver it is.
No, that yours looks black.
Hey, do you think the TV show on Netflix called Black Mirror is because TV shows are... Or TV... TVs are like Black Mirrors.
Yes. Yeah. And like your phone, if you turn your phone off, you can see your reflection.
Yeah, I came up with that all by myself.
No, that's what the reference is.
I'm not positive it is the reference.
No, that I guarantee you, because the creator has said that that's what the reference is.
Wow, so basically, myself and the creator on the same page.
And everyone else on the internet. Yeah, we're all on the same page. That's what the Black Mirror is.
All right, everybody, well, stay tuned. Post credits.
I mean, it's a little more obvious if you've seen the show, because they all refer to technology.
Okay.
So I guess I'll give you credit for figuring out without watching the show.
Yeah, it's crazy how television is like a Black Mirror.
It is a Black Mirror. Right.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that show, but you're a fan.
Well, I don't think you would like it.
All right, everybody, here comes Ben Is Wrong.
But who knows? Coming you like next. Planet of the Apes, so...
That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off. Well, we've all been waiting for it. And I should also mention, last year we raised money for One Day's Wages. This year...
Oh, hang on. There will be context in here.
Okay. Well, let me say this. This year, we still have plans to raise money for something. But
I was going to ask you about that.
Well,
yeah,
we'll have to talk off the air. We haven't officially discussed it in person yet, so I can't establish it on the air tonight. But we have ideas, and let's just leave it at that.
I'm going to play just one unrelated clip just to make sure the sound's working good on my iPad, because we don't want to have to adjust midway through.
No, we'd never want to do that.
See, this is why we did it. Okay. Can't hear a thing.
No, you can't.
What's going on? Am I turned on? No, nope,
you turned
all the
down.
Way down. That's...
I'll do it. All right, try it again, though.
Encouraging signs. I think that's perfect. That's perfect. All right.
Hit that music. Ben has promised he will prepare a song called Ben Is Wrong if you can get us to 5,000. Is that true, Ben?
Well, why not?
Okay. All right. If we can get to 5,000, Ben will put together a song called Ben Is Wrong.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Ben Is Wrong. Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong. We have a goal of raising $5,000.
I saw that. That is bold. It's not going to happen. There's absolutely no way we are making this goal. We will fall short.
You guys did it. You helped us reach the $5,000 goal. It's amazing, right?
I can't believe it.
You lost the bet.
I hate being wrong. I can't believe I was wrong. We will fall short.
Ben is wrong.
It's not going to happen.
Ben is wrong.
Absolutely no way we are making this goal.
Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong.
I was wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Our friend Rick Lee James sent us in a donation and said, I hope this helps you reach your goal.
It won't, but we're grateful anyway. I was wrong. I was so confident, and it was like a gut punch.
I know, you texted me, and you just said Ben was wrong. You had me kind of doubting myself there at the very end.
I was wrong. I was actively cheering against children getting clean water. I was wrong. Hate being wrong. Showed I was wrong. I can't believe I was wrong.
It's amazing, right? Ben is wrong.
I was wrong.
Ben is wrong.
I was wrong.
Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong. Ben is wrong.
I was wrong.
Wow.
There you have it, everyone.
You did it.
The world premiere of Ben is Wrong.
I kept on thinking, when is the song going to end? Not quite as catchy as Ben is Right.
Right.
But
well,
still.
It's not as catchy an event. It's just it's something to mourn.
It's sort of emotional. Yeah, it really
is. Yeah, I think that's what the track was called. It's called Emotional Piano Music.
Oh, okay. That's exactly what it was.
I bet half the people are in tears right now.
Man, oh man.
No, so when Ben is Right, it's catchy and upbeat. Well, when I'm wrong, it's, wow, that's a heavy event.
Yeah, that's heavy on my heart.
Right.
Hard to take.
Yeah.
Wow, well, thanks for doing the song. You came through. I also wanted to mention, other than our other promise about the new giving campaign, we also had promised that we would be working on our website redesign. And just today, you've been in contact with some of our listeners that have offered to help us with that.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
Because I finished Breath of the Wild.
What? And what is that?
New Zelda game.
Oh, that's a new video game.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, it was bad in how much time you spent?
Yes.
Okay, but it was fun.
Not bad. It was... The game was not bad.
The game
was
awesome?
That was bad, yes.
Like, is it so good you'd like to do a video review of it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It was just fun to do.
It was fun to do, but I've reached 100% completion on it. I spent about 90 hours on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you know that? Did you track it?
Or? Well, it tells you on there, yeah.
It tells you how many hours you spent?
Right.
Wow. All right, let's talk about Lawson. Let's go to the main topic because... I'm really excited about this.
Right.
Well, why don't you just tease it? Who knows if people are listening, but go ahead and tell us.
Oh, they're still listening. They're wiping their tears.
So what's the next episode?
It's going to be a theology of aesthetics, a theology of art. And I'll explain. I can't really get into it more than that because my thoughts aren't organized to give you a two-sentence summary.
Okay.
So we'll get there.
That's next episode. So for now, let's talk a little about Lost. Give the news as if you were going to give it earlier.
All right. Then, spoiler alert, everyone.
All spoilers for Lost here, everybody.
So it almost ended with a giant volcano.
Yes. Now, as a person like myself who followed Lost so closely, listened to tons of podcasts, read lots of theories, I knew about this volcano tease in season 3. I mean,
okay.
A lot of us that were theorizing figured this was going to come back up eventually because... Why would they just put that there and then never come back? And of course, that's what happened.
I don't even know. I know what you're talking about because I read the article, but I don't know what you're talking about because I don't remember.
So I have been thinking for years that something would happen with the volcano. Then when it never did, it didn't bum me out. I was just like, oh, that's weird that they even brought it up because they did the thing they do where they kind of put it out there. They made you feel like this is going to be a big deal eventually, but this is just a tease. So
then, you're saying they set up stuff that they never went back to and fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah. Typical Lost.
Yeah. So yesterday I'm reading this article. I never knew that this was the plan for the final battle between fake Locke and Jack. They were supposed to be fighting like around an erupting volcano.
Right.
And the volcano was supposed to be the thing that really illustrated what the island was like as opposed to that Cave of Light.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the Cave of Light had so many haters. I wonder if people would have liked the ending better if they had an a volcano.
Right.
Do you think? I don't know if there was any winning at that point.
No.
I think if people liked it, they liked it. And if they didn't like it, a volcano wasn't going to save them.
Time for another rewatch, though, huh? Check for those volcano clues.
Just there's only one episode, and it's called, I think it's The Man Behind the Curtain from episode or from season 3.
Could be.
Yeah. It's late in the season, like in the 20s. Episode 20, right. Episode 21, something like that. So,
well, I'm glad we didn't spoil that ending that didn't happen.
Yeah, so I was really surprised to have read something yesterday that I never knew until yesterday.
Right.
About Lost. It's crazy.
Well, that Damon Lindelof is a fount of wisdom about Lost.
I felt like there was something else they said that was noteworthy, but now it slipped in my mind. Do you remember anything else from the article that was something they had never revealed?
No.
So they... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's what it was. So they had imagined this final battle scene would be happening with like magma shooting down like rain on the characters.
Right.
But then they remembered as they're planning this, well, the reason they didn't do it is because of budget cuts or budget concerns. But they also remembered that the final battle in Revenge of the Sith had lots of volcano action happening.
Yeah, it'd be hard to top that movie.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so there's Lost. All right, that's it. That's all from here. I'm Anderson.
Yeah, goodbye.
So long, folks.